Okay, so title of this year is Engage Brain Before Starting Mouth. Always good advice.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Perek Tet Vav in Mishlei, which, as we said, is gets much more of a religious theme and talks a lot more about God and the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu than previous Prakim did, but it starts off with a theme that has been said before. Think before you speak, don't just blurt out the first thing that runs through your brain. That's why you have a brain to actually think first. And that's Pasuk Chavchet, Leid Tzadik Yegel Anot. The mind of a tzaddik will think about he says, Ufiyash Rishaim, and the mouth of the wicked, Yabir Ra'ot, will express evil. And this idea of Yabia has a sense of not just to speak, but to continually express, to go on, to be that way. We say that until in Yud Tet, that we say Shabbos morning, Yom Liyom Yabia Omer, like one day to the next expresses words, Laila Laila Chabadat, and one night to the next speaks of knowledge, Ein Omer in Devarim, without any actual words, obviously. This is metaphoric, Nishma Kolam, without hearing their voices, but there it's Yabia, it's always there. And we'll see this used later in Mishlei, when he says, in a positive sense, "Ma'im amukim divrei pi ish," that the words of an ish, of a mensch, are deep waters, nachal noveah. Again, the same sense of noveah, of a spring that is constantly flowing, makor chachma, the source of wisdom. Right. So that the Pi'i should be an ever-flowing source of wisdom. That's a positive thing. Plus, the Rasha here is Yabia Ra'ot, just continuously expressing evil. And because the difference is that this starts with Mayim Amukim, deep waters, which is not in the sense that the bottom of the water is far away, that the water itself is deep, but that the water is deep down. You have to work to get at it. You can't just understand straight off. And this is the way Rabbi Yon explains that. Source four, Isha Sher Hu Noveya Makor Chachma, Kenacha. Person who is a spring that is a source of water, like a river flowing. Divrei Piv, the words of his mouth, Kamayim Amukim, are like deep waters, Ashelu Yagiha Adam Lishtot Meham, that a person can't reach them to drink from them. Ad Sheyitroch V'Yedaleh Otam. So you do the work and actually try to draw them up. That's Mayim Amukim. They're far away. You got to work hard to get those out. Chen lo yavin ish divrei chacham. So too, that we can't understand the words of the chacham, hachacham and avon, a wise, an understanding wise person, lo yamar al dato, and you will not be able to really see where they're coming from. Zulat b'torach u'marche lev, without working, without struggling in your own mind, lavin behem, to understand them. So your mind should be yabia, ever flowing. Your mouth should remain shut until it's needed. There's a great word, which is logorrhea. It's bad. Have you heard that word?
No, I don't know if I've heard it, but I definitely don't know what it is. Oh,
Logo
pathologically.
means word. Right. Logo means word, and rhea means flowing, like diarrhea, except for the mouth. Okay? People just talk. That's bad. That's
Into
logo.
their head and out of their mouth.
That's right. Okay, so that goes the imperative of maintaining control. We've been talking about all this time, and the famous saying of the Kotzker Rebbe, that not everything that's thought should be said, not everything that's said should be printed, not everything that's been, no, it should be written rather, not everything that's been written should be published. You need a filter. Or I just found this quote from Voltaire, that everything you say should be true, but not everything true should be said. And I've always said that's one of the biggest, that's a problem with Twitter. Having Twitter is like being able to read minds. Because everyone doesn't think what they're doing, because they figure, like normally you're talking in public, you'll think about what you're saying. But you're at home just typing, you just whatever you figure is private, but it's not, it's very public. So you're just thinking the first thing that comes into your mind. Twitter is a random firing of neurons. And
Fire hydrant.
if everyone knew what I was thinking inside before I said it, it would be awful. I have all sorts of terrible thoughts, but I managed not to get them past whatever filter is there. So this is bad. That's the exact opposite of a Lev Tzadik Yegelah note. The heart of the righteous ponders how to answer. You think first. And we have my SMBC. I have no expertise in the question you asked about, but I am confident that the thing I'm most angry about right now is the answer. And I could tell at once that he was from the internet. That's the way it is, right? Just speaking. And so the Mishnah goes on saying that, well, you need to think before you speak, but it also applies to our relationship with Hashem. When we're davening, what are you praying for? You got to think about that first. And he says the next pasuk, Rechok Hashem merishaim. God is far from the wicked, utfilat tzadikim and God will hear the prayers of the righteous. Excuse me. And it's very similar to what David says in Ashrei, Karov Hashem l'chol karov. God is close to those who call out to him, l'chol asher k'ruv emet, those who call in truth. Tzion Yireh v'yaseh, God will do the will of those who fear him, that Shabbatam yishma, and he will hear their pleas, v'yoshiyem, and save them.
Is this from Ashrei?
Yeah, that's Ashrei, right. So it's very similar sentiment to this Rechok Hashem merasha'im. God's far from the wicked and is karov, the whole karov be'emet, close to those who call him the truth. And the closest here, obviously, is metaphoric, right? Hashem is here, Hashem is there, right? Hashem is always here, but it's in providence. It's the level of that Hashem pays close attention to you. So tzaddik is someone who is focused on Hashem, so Hashem pays attention to them. And that's the Malbim. On our pasuk, Rachok Hashem Merishaim, God is far from the wicked, Utfilat Tzadikim Yishma, and will listen to the prayers of the righteous. Hashgacha, God's providence, Nimshechet Achrei Maaseh Adam, is dependent on human actions. Hamitrachek Mehashem, who Rachok Mimeno, someone who is far from God, God is far from them. You get to choose. B'mitkarev Elav, but trying to be close to God, who karev Elav, God will be close to them. That's why Hashem is close to the tzaddikim and listens. Here's their prayer. Metaphorically, Hashem hears everything. Mashkatuv, as it says, naturally, Karov Hashem l'chol karov. It makes so close. Lo tishal, and you can't ask. Im kein mitpa'el mishtanel fiat tefillah, that we're changing God. God, we're moving God closer and further by our tefillot. That's not true. Ki b'masha adam mitkarev lav, kachu karov lo. Is how close we are getting. Our tefillah should change us, not changing God. We are getting close to Hashem. In Boshinu, there's no change in God. Atzmin min Hakim me Hashem, and it's the Rishayim who bring themselves further away. They're making themselves up. And part of what that closest means.
I remember learning with Rabbi Feder about the tefillot, that the tefillot are really to change us about what the values that are important and everything that we're going for.
Right, that's exactly what the Malbim is saying. As famous Rebbe Yehuda says that, right? That we're not praying to change God. We're praying to change us. We're trying to make that relationship closer, and that what it part of what it means is that Hashem pays attention not just to the content of our prayers but our consequence as well. We've quoted this famous Baal Shem Tov who asked on this. What does it mean? Ratzon God does that those who fear God, God will do what they want, and then we'll hear their cry. And the Baal Shem asks on this. We quoted this before. Baal Shem Tov, Hirush, Baal Shem Tov explained. Ratzon Yireh He said, that this means that Hashem has, or after that Hashem has already done the will of those who fear him, Matzrich ol shabbatam. So what does it mean afterwards to hear their cry and save them? Vakopanim, and at any rate, ipcha havelel memra. You should have said it the other way around. Shomea shabbatam, God hears their plea, Ratzon Yireh v'yaseh, and then does what he does their will. Do it backward. Ubir. The explanation is Kimatzina midatayit barach. We know that Hashem is one of Hashem's midat. Shoshomea l'kol karim evto. God hears anyone who calls out to him. Anyone who prays God hears that. Hina tova alara. And God may give you what you're asking for, whether it's good or bad. Be careful what you wish for. And if that's the case, imkein ma hefresh ben yesh ben tzaddik l'rasha, what's different between a rasha and a tzaddik? If Hashem's going to listen to prayers if they're offered sincerely, and the Baal Shem Tov explain, yesh hefresh gadol b'nehem. It's a big difference. Yaganav nishmat tfilato, right? The thief, before he enters in the house, says a quick prayer to Hashem, may I get into the house and rob it really well. And the same Gemara says that the way you someone wants to go, they'll help him. Right? God may listen to him. So he's gonna pray tfilato to be able to steal. But afterwards, it's fast, I'll give him a toe. But yeah, he'll be caught, and the consequences are negative. He's about to throw in jail. And he's going to call back to Hashem and says, oh, I didn't mean it. Sorry. He's not going to be answered, not to be saved from the consequences of what he asked for. You got what you asked for. But tzaddik is different. That's praying for something. Gams yodei Hashem she'enzul tovato. Who knows? And Hashem knows this not will work. Will not work out well. So it's Rishet Ritzoni Yaseh. Hashem will do their will. Then afterwards, Yishma Shabbatam Yishma will hear their plea, saying, "Oh, I didn't really want this. Take it back. Make it better." And then Hashem will save them. Then Mikomakom Hashem will do what he wants. Zekatav. That the tzaddik sees that what didn't work out well, Hashem will go back and call again, and then Hashem in His mercy will save them in the second plea. Hashem will, part of being close to Hashem is being able to ask, "Oh, I didn't mean that. Can you change that?" Kind of the opposite of the famous horror story, The Monkey's Paw.
I never read
No, that's basically
that. Who read that? Who wrote that?
I remember who wrote this. An old one. But basically, with this magic monkey's paw, they give you three wishes, and they realize, they ask for these things, realize they don't want the wish. All the three wish stories are like that. You realize you didn't really want that and try to undo it. And we make that same point in Birkat HaKodesh, right? We ask for Yichayim. We ask for life, Shimalu, we ask for that the wishes of our hearts will be fulfilled, Litova. We add that, it has to be for good. Hashem, you know what I really need, not so much what I think I want. It's not always obvious. And then the other side of this, Hashem being close to those who are tzaddikim and far from Rasha, is that we talk about hashgacha pratit. Hashem pays attention to each of us individually. But Rambam says it's not universal. It's more subtle than that. And this is from Josh Amaro, who is a rabbi who is one of the editors of the Koran Tanakh, Talmud rather, the English translation.
Wow.
So he says, Rambam emphasizes that degree of hashgacha pratit that one experiences is variable over individuals. Those who are close to God, i.e., the pious intellectuals, right? Karov, the karov emet, receive more guidance and protection than those who are far from Him. There will also be variation for a given individual over the course of his life. The degree to which one is close to God in participating in the divine intellect will be expressed in the degree of protection one receives. The further one is from God, the more one will be subject to chance. As God said, the laws of the universe, you're on your own. The things that just happen. This is consistent with the possibility that an evildoer or a total ignoramus will live a happy life. Such a person may be lucky. Things that just happened to him or her turned out to be good things. The Rambam, the ultimate punishment is always just to be out of God's influence, to be just another piece of the physical world we talked about before. Pratit is dependent on being close to Hashem. And with all of this, we're emphasizing speech, how you speak to others, when you speak, speaking to God, Because speech is what creates meaning and meaningfulness in our lives. And that's Mishlei continues, Pasuk Lamed. He says, Ma'orei Nayim, an enlightening sight, Yisamach Lev, will make the heart rejoice. Shmua Tova, good news, Tadshen Etzem, will, puts it, makes the bone, I don't know, like, makes the bones fat, he translates here, but really will fortify the bones, makes you stronger. Ozen Shema Tochachayim, an ear that listens to Tochacha, to listen to Musa, listens to rebuke, will live, Bekerach Chachamim Talin, and will dwell among the righteous. Rabbeinu Yonah knows there's a difference between the Maor Einayim, the enlightening sight, things you see, and Shmua Tova, good news, the things you hear. Because the sight brings samachle, brings joy, which is ephemeral. It passes. The Shmua Tova, hearing, has a physical benefit. It makes ours strongest, Tadshen Esem. It makes us better. And as he says, the Rabbeinu Yonah, Yitron Yesh, there's a huge advantage, the Shmua Tova, to what we hear. So good news, it's not just it makes us happy, the Shomea becomes stronger. It affects us inside. And that lasts. And that reflects the fact that sight in Jewish philosophy and in halacha is less valuable than hearing. Good morning, Baba Kama, talking about damages. Simetena. One person blinds another. Noten lo demei eno. The tort, the damages, is simply based on the value of sight. Substantial, but it's not everything. But chir sho, but making someone deaf, noten lo demei kulo. The damage is worth the entire person. It's the same as killing them. That's how you count the damage. As Rashba says, lomar she'ein roi l'klum. If you can't hear, you can't do anything. Not a statement being deaf people can still communicate because the communicating that's here. It's not so much the hearing per se. But you can't communicate, you're like being dead. Because we're all about relating to the other, to each other. The reason that that's so important is that speech is how we connect to each other and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a point that Rabbi Sacks makes a lot. And this is from his essay called Seeing and Hearing. That the God of Israel, God at the heart of reality, cannot be seen. Hence the severity of the prohibition against making images. God's answer is that God is found first and foremost, not in the blinding light of the sun, nor in the majesty of mountains. He's not in the almost infinitely vast spaces of the universe, with its hundreds of billions of galaxies, each with hundreds of billions of stars. If this is where you see God, says Judaism, you're looking in the wrong place. Indeed, the mistake you're making consists in the very fact you are looking at all. God is not found by looking, but by listening. He lives in words, the words he spoke to the patriarchs and matriarchs, the prophets and the priests, ultimately in the words of the Torah itself, the words through which we are to interpret all other words. Languages more than allow us to make plans, it allows us to communicate. Words create and solve one problem in particular. They create the problem of loneliness. Animals are conscious, but only human beings are self-conscious. Animals may be alone, only human beings feel lonely. As Hashem says, Lo tov adam levado, it's not good for man to be alone. This is because only human beings can articulate the difference between I and you and know the abyss that lies between us. This gets very much into Immanuel Levinas and the idea that other people are just completely different. But language solves the problems it creates. Of course, we can speak, we can communicate. Only I can feel my pain. We had that before in Mishlei, that Lev Yodat Ke'ev Nafsho, the heart knows its own pain. You cannot experience it, nor can I experience yours. We can speak, converse, convey what we feel to one another. We can ask for help, we can respond to other people's cry for help. We can share our hopes and fears. We can form moral bonds by sharing promises. The bridge across the abyss between self and other is constructed out of language. Our loneliness is redeemed by words. So the end of the pasuk is then Ozen Shomat, the ear that listens, Bekerav Chachamim Talin, will abide, will live among the wise. Make sure you're listening, not just talking. And specifically, it is a ozen shemat tochachat chayim. The ear that listens to rebuke. You have to be able to listen to rebuke to have that. Chayim, you need to learn Musar. You need to study Musar. What we call Musar, and to be better, do better, be a better person. Until the parak ends with Horea Musar, Moes Nafsho. Someone who lets go of Musar. He re translates here as refuses. Musar refuses correction, Moes Nafsho, hates his own life. Shemea Tochaka, but someone who listens to criticism acquires an understanding heart. Yirat Hashem, Musar Chachma, and the fear of Hashem, Yirat Hashem, the awe of God, really comes from Musar and wisdom. Lifnei kavod anava, and before you can be honored, you need to be humble. You need to be able to stop and listen. And Rav Volba in the Elie Shur, volume 2, which I've been learning with Leah, takes this pasuk. But Purim Musar Moreis Nafsho, right? If you don't listen to Musar, it's like you hate your own life. You're not going to do well. That's the theme of his introduction to the whole chapter of Musar. How do I improve myself? The answer is I've got to study it. I've got to learn. I've got to go in depth. And he deals with what it means to learn these sorts of things. And he starts out with the later part of our Mishlei, which says Shamayim LaRum, the heavens above, Aretz LaOmek, and the depths of the earth. But Lev Melachim and the hearts of kings, Ein Cheker, all these things cannot be understood, cannot be analyzed. Amukama Od Hi Abriya, creation is very deep, very profound. Amukama Od Hi Historia, and history is also very deep, very complex. Hanikva B'Lev Hamalchim, which is what Mishlei means by Lev Melachim, the hearts of kings. What are we looking for? That's looking at human history. So physical world, human history, it's all very complicated. But you can live your life without worrying about the depth and profundity. You can live a simple life. Drochim ala karka, you can walk on the earth. Without thinking about what's buried, which is the next KC, I've quoted XKCD, the cartoon before. It's a science comic. I freak out about 15 minutes into reading anything about the Earth's core when I suddenly realize it's right under me. And I normally don't think about that. So he's saying that you can go through your life not thinking about what's down and beneath you with this molten metal with 30 million pounds per square inch about to burst out. And mistaklim, you can look at the heavens, imlakachat, and not think about the glory of the stars, just look. Oh, do I need a rain? Do I need an umbrella today or not? They don't see the glory of the heavens. You can read the newspaper. That's back when they had newspapers. Oh, you see what some president or king said. And you can see what happened in some nation nearby or far away. And you can just read it chashov, and without thinking about omek hashba'ah, with the depth of Hashem's involvement in direction in history, poelic story that acts in history. That's where we're talking about the Chumash Shir and the Ish that Yosef means. What are you looking for? You just got it. You took it out with where's the gift card? We took both at the same time. Yes. I'll look for it later. Okay, so Rav Volba continues. Sorry, having a small crisis. Gam b'Torah mitzvot efshar lechazot b'pashtut lechatzvi lechayot. My transcription app has gotten more AI-ish and it's trying to.
What is the XKED comma core
Escape.
that to go above the cartoon that you
Oh,
read
that's
about?
the cartoon. Yeah, that's this.
Oh, so it's not the Hebrew source below.
No, this is Brav Olba. Right? The XKCD is the name of a comic, of a
Okay.
science comic. Okay, talking about that when you stop to think about the core of the Earth, like if you're panicked, because right below you is this massive mass of molten metal.
Danny, have you ever walked on a volcano?
I have not.
Okay, I went to Hawaii with my sister, and they had this thing where you could come close to seeing like the lava flowing within a foot or two from you, literally.
Wow.
And then you go like, wow.
Was it hot? Can you feel it?
Yeah, I mean, I would kept moving my feet because I was worried about my shoes melting.
Wow.
Yeah,
Okay. So
and then
there you for kind of have to think of what's going on underneath you. Normally you don't.
I'm just saying, like you can see it if you go to where you have active volcanoes, you can actually see, what's going on below the surface, and it's scary.
But obviously, this is taken figuratively because we're talking about Gam b'Torah mitzvot, efshar l'chayot b'pashtut. Right? It's even with your life of Torah and mitzvot, you can be live simply. You don't have to think a lot. Lovshim tzitzit, you can wear a talit, menachim tefillin, shomrim Shabbat, you can keep Shabbos, yotzim dei chabat tefillah, you can daven, you can read the words of the tefillah, v'bli largish klal ba'omak ha-mitzvot, without thinking deeply about the depths, the profundity of mitzvot. You can live b'pashtut. Maminim am emunah pshuta. Now you can have what's called emunah pshuta. You just believe without having to do a lot of philosophizing. Li kol hitbonanut without having kind of understanding. Kolim gam lilmod gemara bi'iyun. You can even learn gemara, right? You can be yeshiva bachur and learn bi'iyun in breadth. Breadth, right? You go in all the sources, lavoral. Gefen is a standard abbreviation for Gemara, Perush, Tosfot. You learn Gemara, you learn Rashi, you learn Tosfot on the side. Vistakel b'kama Rishonim, Rachonim. You can learn some of the Rishonim, learn the important Acharonim. All right, Limdo b'iyun, you've learned b'iyun in depth. Ach ba'omek ha-sugya, without having to actually get into the depths of the sugya and try to really understand it, internalize what's going on. Lundigokla, you're not close to it. More as we've said, kol amkan, gam ha'amkan amiti, someone who is learning in depth, someone who deals with the depth, yekol l'chayot b'chayav, you can live your life, hapratim, in your personal life, kachar ha'pshutim, as someone who's pashut, who's not going very deep. You don't need to think very
What
much.
if you don't have that intellectual ability?
To understand things deeply?
Right. I'm saying there are some people, I don't know how intellectually they're capable of going into deep
So we'll,
thoughts or contradictions and,
you're right. So that we'll make that point that the fact is none of us are intellectually capable of getting to the depth, right? Because it's infinitely deep.
I'm
There's
just
always
saying,
more to learn.
at some point you're going to reach your
Limit. No,
yeah.
that's exactly his point. So the question is, why should we push? So we
Ah.
say, why even bother, right? Because we just said you can certainly keep the mitzvot. Someone who's not thinking deeply can still keep the mitzvot. So that's what his question. Amen. Why do we need to push on this step? Why do you need to go deep at all? Well, yodito, I can be you can be a good Jew, pashtut, live your life simply, tovim, and you can certainly do good deeds, but pashtut, simply. You said there's a value to living in, with emunah pshuta. Okay, the universe, Torah are infinite. If you had to understand everything, we would starve to death. I said, philosophers always starve to death. At some point, you got to stop. Wherever your depth is, you got to stop and say, okay, this is as much as I can say. The rest I'm going to simply not try to figure out. I can't figure everything out. You got to learn something. You got to figure out where your limits are, and that's fine. But you can't say, no, this is all hard. I'm going to give up. Wherever those limits might be.
Yeah.
Okay? You can't live just with Pashtut. Without thinking about why we do the things we do. Someone in the introduction to Mishlei, those first eight psukim, one of his goals, he says that, is latet lepetaim arma, to give to the peti, to the naive, which we say is a good thing to be peti, but to give them arma, a little bit of cleverness. The na'ar, to the young, to the inexperienced, da'at mizima, knowledge and the ability to plan, to analyze.
What's Mizima?
We translate as planning, intention. Right? Don't be a nar. Just rushing into things. You gotta plan out. So there's value. You have to, even though we need that Pashtut, as Ravoba says, we need the Omega as well. We need to go deeper. He says, you can avoid, you can hide from all this profanity, and you can be a good Jew. But bringing out novelty, developing something new, and developing oneself, becoming something different, ain b'chayim ke'elet. You will never happen if you don't start thinking, going deeper. Kol yom domelech chaverot. Every day is the same as the other. Hakol sigira. Everything is routine.
Is that Sigira or Shigra?
I thought it's a. Isn't it sigra?
I think in modern Hebrew,
Is sigra is routine?
daily routine, or you know,
Yeah. Is it shin?
I
I
think
don't.
it's, but maybe
I know, no. I believe you. I don't know money, but I always pronounce it.
it's the opposite.
I always pronounce it with a. Yep, he's got a shin there. You're right. I always pronounce it with a shin, like Sigur Bafiv.
Yeah.
No, but Shagur. Okay, you're right. It's a shin, not a sin. I stand corrected. Thank you. I call it Shigira. It's all routine.
This is knowledge I pick up on the streets of Israel, my friend.
I'm sorry?
I pick up this wisdom on the streets of Israel by just listening to
Well,
them.
that's where it comes from. It's worth knowing that, some Hebrew in there. Okay, so yeah, if you're not going to have any amakut, if you're living life Peshtut, then everything is shigra, everything's routine. You never grow. Kol taglit, every revelation, every development, naster rak mitoch yirida la'omek. It only happens when you kind of go deeper. Try to understand what it is that you're doing. You're doing all these things. Why? Where do they come from? Kol chiddush amiti b'Torah, any real chiddush, any real novelty in Torah, notzar rak al yedei yirida la'omka. It only comes from going deeper. You can read the words and you don't say learning Torah. That's fine. But you really need to push deeper to get anything new. Any development in a human being himself, barak im amokamakabasmo, is only by thinking about yourself more deeply. What are your motivations? Because it's only by looking more deeply than you did before, then you get to the point closer to the point of truth. We never know all the truth. So, there's something else that is completely impossible for a person, a chayim pishutim, with living pashtu without going home. And that is yirat shamayim, what we call awe. You can't get that without thinking. Alain Amar, Mishle says in the beginning, in Perek Bet, we did this already. In Kakesef, if you seek after chokhmah, wisdom, like silver, techapsena, you look for it like buried treasure. You got to dig for it. There's Mayim Amukim, the water that's really far down. You got to work to get it. And it says, "Av tavin yirat Hashem." Then you will understand what it means to be yirat Hashem. Tipsa, you'll find knowledge of God. And Rav Abba adds, "Bli chipusa v'amukah," without delving deeply, afilo teda ma yira. You're not going to know what yira is. And Shlomo ends his introduction with that point, is that in sort of 24, again, the eighth pasuk in Mishlei, the eighth pasuk introduction, that Yirat Hashem Rishita. This Yirat Hashem is the beginning of knowledge and it's connected to Chachamah u'Musar, wisdom and Musar, learning to be a better person. All these things that go into what we're calling ethics, everything that we're learning in Mishlei, all that is part of Yirat Hashem. Avilim Bazu, and if you, and the Avil, the one who might intellectually know but doesn't do it, doesn't live it, scorns that, rejects the idea of Yirat Hashem. And that Yirat Hashem encompasses both the awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, literally fear of God and respect for the laws that goes with that, and also concern for other human beings. Talked about that Yirat Elokim in the Torah means being ethical to others, because we have to appreciate the Tzelem Elokim in them. And again, that's also part of Levinas's philosophy of seeing the divine in other people. I did just get this. This is, can you see that little book over here?
Wow.
Ethics and Infinity by Emmanuel Levinas. So I got to go through and learn his philosophy as opposed to just reading about it. This is translated from the French. I still feel for French, but
Wow.
we'll learn
Did
that.
you that verse that you said to start it out, if you're looking for Kesef?
Yes.
If
In
you
Tibet.
read that, literally, because people are materialistic, you only realize that it's only talking about Torah and Musar and that kind of stuff when you go through there and not like get lost in material,
Yeah, so
collecting material treasures or something.
right. So part of the implication is that you should seek chachma the way you're seeking kesef, right? I don't really know you're looking for the kesef. You should also look for chachma the same way. But the but his point is that it's kematlonim, like buried treasure. But you gotta dig deep to get it. It takes work. And so you can't live lives a life of in Pashtut and still be ethical. Because you can't really be good to other people simply following rules. You have to try to understand them. And every other people are infinitely deep. So you have to realize that there's a limit to how much you can understand, but then you gotta try to get there.
That, but let's say, aren't on an intellectual basis, aren't the brightest penny in the bunch, but they're very kind and loving, and on a soul thing, they do. You know what I mean?
Okay, so
They
they have they it's not necessarily a puzzle solving intelligence, but it's a social intelligence.
yeah, social
That
intelligence.
certainly is an aspect of intelligence to be able to understand how to have chesed,
But I
how
just,
to care about other people.
I would just would say that's not unimportant.
No,
Because you
it
mean people
isn't.
are intellectually very, quote, smart, but like in terms of socially, they're like, no, they don't have a clue somehow. You know what I
Yes,
mean?
those are two different things, and you kind of need both.
Yeah.
And that's what Rav Volpe says in the next in chapter 25. He continues, Musar, Mechayot, and the point of Musar is to learn to live a life of depth. And that should be one. No, it should be two. Right, it's how you live. Right, there's a big difference between knowing things deeply and living them deeply, and that was your point. You can be very intellectual without having any idea how to deal with other people. That's
Yeah.
true. And limud ha-musar v'hen avodat ha-musarit, so learning musar and being moral, to usually translate musarit, right, acting in a moral way. Both of them nostu al chachma and mukah. Both of them have this very deep chachma wisdom behind them. But they are different kinds of intelligence. You have to be able to do both. Kafisha Yivor Be'ezrat Hashem, as he's going to talk about as coming up. This is the book. This is a chapter about Musar specifically. Shneim potchim meimad chadash b'pnimiyus adam. Both of them open up a whole new dimension within a person when you learn how to live a life of Musar. Hashemishi ina osik b'hem. And that something that if you don't deal with them, b'shum ofen, that nowadays the dog is barking. Barky, stop.
I
That
can't hear
this
the dog on my
you
side.
can't hear the dog, can you? The
No.
direction of the mic. I can hear, I can't think of it. If you don't try to learn them actively in generations like this, I think it means that in previous generations you might have been able to absorb it. Just by living among other moral people, but nowadays you got to work and think about it. You got to learn it. If you don't, you're not going to get there. Yadanu gam yadanu. We certainly know. Yeah. Adayom adayom. That's still today. When we dumb kol anot chalusha, the little voice of defeatism is not silenced. Still speaks. At Mishlei says, we'll see it later on. The voice says, Chadal bini lishmo musar. My son, just give up trying to listen to Musar. Ma Mamre, Mamre, Imre Dat, and to all these words of wisdom, Ed Belial Yalits, the wanted, the worthless witness, mocks. Right? There's a voice always saying, just don't, it's not worth it, don't bother. And that's still there. Ulam Gamzos Yadan, Dazot Yadanu, but we also know the following. He called Pare Musar, Mishalan Ba'adzeh. If you avoid Musar, you will pay for it. Till the person himself is destroyed. As the pasuk says, that we're that whole point of recording our pasuk, Pareya Musar Mo Es Nafsho. Refuses Musar discipline, despises his own soul, despises his own life. Ulam Gamzot Yadanu, and we also know, Kien Asuk who trufat that dealing with Musar is not a miracle cure. That when you, as soon as you deal with it, you're guaranteed success. Simply learning is not enough. The work of a human being is not easy. But you don't have any other advice. There's no other option but to learn Musar. If you want to be ethical, you got to learn this. You got to be thinking about it actively. You got to go deep. Yashar and someone who's going straight in there, Yasliach, will be successful. Bezrat Hashem Yibarach, with God's help. There's no guarantee, but you got to do the work. And that's the end of Perek Tedvav. And in fact, that is the end of volume one of the Ars Kol Nusa. We've now finished half of Sefer Mishlei. At least the way our scroll is dividing up into volumes. I do have volume two, and our work has just begun. We'll continue on in Yirtzeh Hashem next week.
Sounds great. Thank you, Danny. So,
Thank
stay safe
you.
tomorrow, my friend.
I'm sorry?
Stay safe tomorrow, in the wind.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got the Nisachari dessert reception installation of the rabbi tomorrow.
Oh, I hope it's over by then. What time is that?
Tomorrow night, I don't know, 5, 7 o'clock or something.
I hope it's over by nightfall, but you never know with this crazy weather.
Yeah.
Everybody should.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Annie.
Thank you. Have a good night.
By the way, I asked my friends that I play Mahjong with. Some of them go to Nisachari. I said, "How's the new rabbi doing?" "Good, good." So I was glad to hear that because
Oh,
they're
good.
the volunteer sites, etc. So,
Okay, good to hear.
all
Have a good
right,
night.
which I like to.